God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I think people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed, devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name's Patricia King, and I'm really glad you've joined us for today's program. Our guest is James Gall, a seer prophet, and today's subject is all about Israel and praying for it. Stay tuned for the entire time. On Insights today, we're going to be studying praying for Israel. And I'm really excited about it. We have James Gall with us, who's been praying for Israel for eons, right? For
25 years.
Yeah. You've got some revolutionary thoughts and leadings from the Holy Spirit regarding praying for Israel. And so why don't you share with us?
Okay. You know, I want to encourage you that your prayers make a difference. And again, we make history by intercession before the throne of the Almighty. Mm-hmm. And that's what I and you want to be. We want to be history makers. And so this is just so strategic to have effective intercession for God's purposes for the entire Middle East. And so now I'm calling forth for intercession for Israel, but not only Israel, the nation, but for the Jewish people worldwide, but not only the Jewish people worldwide. Let me unfold this for the entire Middle East. We hold an Israel prayer watch every week in our ministry center. I live in Franklin, Tennessee. And I tend to be a revelatory person of prayer. And at times I get caught up into visions, things of this nature. And one of the times in one of our prayer meetings, the Holy Spirit showed me in a vision. I saw a man, a young boy, a lad, crying in a desert. And then it was like this lady comes and she hears his cry in the desert and she hovers over him and covers him. And I knew that this then was a picture of Hagar with the son Ishmael, whom Abraham was the father of. And then the Holy Spirit arrests me and he says, you cannot write a book on praying for Israel's destiny unless you include a chapter that's praying for the descendants of Hagar.
Yeah.
And I'm going, okay, God, you're up to something here. Mm-hmm. And so I did search again in the scriptures, in the book of Genesis, which I include you and to go on that journey with me also. And just to learn, get God's heart for all of the children of Abraham. And you know that there's prophecies about Ishmael's descendants. There'd be 12 princes that would arise and they would have great influence. Well, then we know about the descendants of Sarah, of which she has, you know, Isaac and then Jacob, and Jacob becomes Israel, and Israel has 12 princes that comes forth from out of that lineage, of which Judah is one, of which the Jews, the name the Jews, comes from Judah.
Right.
People wonder where that came from. And so we know to pray for Israel and for all of the 12 tribes of Israel and everything. Now, but then after Sarah dies, Abraham marries a second time, marries a woman named Keturah. And how many of you ever heard of Keturah? And so I had a dream is what happened. In this dream, I see three wells. And then a woman comes and stands beside each well. In the dream, my reasoner is like active. And I'm thinking, oh, this is Genesis 26, where they go back and they redig the wells that the Philistines had filled.
Yeah.
You know, and Isaac and all that. And the Holy Spirit actually says to me, no, that's not what this is about. He said, keep watching. And as I did, a woman came and stood by each one of the wells. I wake up and the Holy Spirit says, women are wells. And I knew it had something to do with the women in Abraham's life.
Wow.
But I didn't know what it was. So I had to go on the search, just like all the rest of you have to. It's the way this prophetic stuff works. He gives you enough, mm-hmm. and he gets you going. Mm-hmm. Okay? And so I had to go to the Word of God again. That's when I found about this woman named Keturah. Abraham and Keturah have 6 sons. They're sent to the east, to the far east. The scriptures give prophecies about them. Then I go to the book of Isaiah the prophet, and I find the names of Keturah's sons that's in Genesis also recorded.
Oh, really?
In Isaiah the 60th chapter, and it talks about them by name, and it says they will come from the east, from the far east, bringing frankincense and myrrh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And they will worship him.
Oh, this is huge.
Huge. And they will worship him, and their offerings will be acceptable to God. So I'm left now going, oh, my goodness. And the Lord shows me and speaks to me. A missing part in praying for Israel is that we must pray for all of the descendants mm-hmm. of Abraham. So in other words, God's got a plan for all the Arabs. God's got a plan for all the Jews. God's got a plan for all the Gentiles, for all the Persians. And that's who in part makes up. That's where right. they were sent, was Iran, Iraq, Assyria, the descendants of Keturah. And so here we've got Paul the Apostle writes to us in the book of Ephesians and says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against powers of darkness, right. against principalities and spirits of wickedness in the heavenly wow. places. So in other words, excuse me, I'm going to say it just in the face. The Arabs are not your enemy. The Jews are not God's enemy. And the Assyrians are not God's enemy. The devil is God's enemy.
That's right.
And we got to have the simple thing straight. And we need to pray for all of the descendants of Abraham.
This is amazing. So what's your take on the 3 wise men?
Well,
of course, we say it's 3 because it's frankincense.
That's right.
Myrrh and, yeah. and gold. But
well, it sure sounds like yeah. that they are the descendants of Keturah. I can't fully text proof it, but obviously in the Gospels, they come from the east, from the far east. Mm-hmm. They have a mystical side to their lives, and they follow the star, and they come bearing gifts, frankincense and myrrh. Sounds like the descendants of Keturah. If it's not, get this. There is a prophetic destiny for the people who live in that region of the world. Mm-hmm. And God is going to do a move of God. Get this. Such a move of God that will happen. Isaiah chapter 19, and I tell write that about this. This is a amazing scripture in Isaiah 19, where there will be a highway that will be built from Egypt
to Assyria,
and Israel will be the third party.
Wow.
This is about an amazing move of God. I tell you, a lot of people, we know about wars, rumors of wars. We know about the contentions, and I have just returned from leading a prayer tour in Israel. I know this subject, okay? And now, nobody's a know-it-all, but I have given my life to this area. I want to invite you into a prophetic destiny. I want to invite you to be a watchman on the wall for such a time mm-hmm. as this. Would you like to be involved in
wow,
something that's absolutely
totally.
Outrageous?
This is on God's heart. This is so big on His heart. And you know, when Isaac was promised to Abraham, it was through Isaac that the promise or
that's
you know
right.
the Messiah was going to come. But it doesn't mean that Isaac was any more special to God's heart necessarily than the other sons of Abraham. He loved Abraham and all of Abraham's offspring. But the deliverer, the Messiah,
that's right.
was just appointed to come through Isaac. So we can't mistake that.
No.
And there's one Savior, there's one
that's
Lord.
Right.
His name is Jesus Christ
that's
or
right.
Yeshua HaMashiach.
That's
and
right.
so that was through Isaac,
that's right.
which is the nation of Israel because
that's
of
right.
you know Isaac's offspring. But all the earth is to come inside
yes,
the Savior.
That's right.
And
see,
this
it's
is
real
so
simple.
Exciting. So when
when
Israel gets the
yeah.
revelation, that's going to be huge.
It's
but
huge.
The whole world is to get revelation.
Oh, the subject is so huge. See, you can be sitting out there going, well, what's this got to do with my life? I want to tell you, you want a blessing? Let's just get real. We all want to be blessed. The Bible says if you'll bless Israel, you'll be blessed. And if you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. So let's just get out of the dark side and let's come over to the light. Mm-hmm. And I just say, line yourself with the word, the will, and the ways of God and be a blessing to Israel. And there will be a blessing that will come to your own life.
Absolutely. You know, when I first became a Christian, I didn't have any Bible teaching or anything. But I had this love for the Jews, like this amazing love for the Jews and for Israel. And it just came by the Spirit. I had no understanding for it. Why? Of course, I'd never known any Jewish people prior to that time. So I was excited when I met my very first, you know, Jewish person and that. But, you know, God's blessing the vessel through which the Messiah came. And
that's right.
And they're a chosen people.
That's right.
And so we need to, you know, really bless God in that by doing what he asks us to do, which is to pray for Israel.
This is about a God who keeps his word.
Yeah.
And his word is true. And one of the most incredible things going on today is the return of the Jews to the nation of Israel.
That's huge.
And with my own eyes, I tell you, I've seen this and I've been in Russia and all these places. And there is today 1.2 Russian-speaking Jews who live in Israel today. And that is a fulfillment of Scripture. And that's what this is about. This is not just about a people. This is not just about a land. This is about a God who promises. And his word is being fulfilled. And that should encourage you, because God's going to keep his word for you too.
Do you desire anointed teaching, prayer, impartation of prophetic words that speak personally to your heart? Would you like an online shopping mall that can resource your life with life-impacting teachings? All of this and more can be found on extremeprophetic.com. Visit us today online. Everything on the site is available to you on demand to facilitate your own lifestyle and schedule.
Well, we're at God Talk here, and we're going to learn how to pray for Israel. So James Gall, teach us how to pray for Israel.
Okay, we'll give it a shot. One of the things you need to get is God's heart, because it's not just enough to have the right words, okay? Now, it's being technical and correct is good, but God's heart is better.
That's right.
So what I want to encourage you, first of all, to do is just give your heart to the Lord. And he will give it to you by revelation. Mm. So I'm going to ask you a question. Do you want to be close to the heart of God? Then be close to the people, the places that are closest to the heart of God. Israel is in the middle of God's heart. Let me explain. Zechariah 2:8 says, Israel is the apple of God's eye. And he who touches Israel touches God's eye. Now, the word apple there means pupil. So I'm pointing to my eye here. But you see, in the middle of the eye is called the pupil. That's the apple of the eye. So that is the place from which we get sight, insight. So if you want to be able to be effective, want to be able to understand God's word.
That's a great insight.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good insight.
And if you want to understand the Scriptures, then align properly with God's understanding for Israel. So first of all, I would say, before you get into praying for Israel, pray over your own heart. Ask God just to remove anything that could be an obstacle, because we all bump into prejudices and things of that nature. And just ask the Father. Say, Father, just cleanse me. And would you put within me your heart for Israel? And then I want you to understand that it's a special assignment. And it's something you are chosen for. You've been appointed. Because of Isaiah chapter 62, verse 6 and 7, it says, on God's walls, he has appointed watchmen. So it's a divine appointment. Mm-hmm. It's by selection. And so right now, realize this. You've got God's heart now. And you have been chosen for this task. You can be effective because you are appointed as a watchman for Israel's sake. Now, what are you going to watch? You're going to watch over God's word. Mm-hmm. So now we're going to turn to the word, and you're going to dig in. You're going to get promises concerning God's word that you're going to remind him of. Now, I'm going to just take us to one to just show us a little way to prayer. And it's on this CD that you can take that to learn how to pray. Isaiah 11:11. It says, then it will happen on that day I will again recover the second time the remnant of the people who remain. And then it gives a list of all the places that they've been scattered. Then in verse 12 it says, He will lift up a standard for the nations. He will assemble the banished ones of Israel and gather the dispersed of Judah from the four corners of the earth. The scriptures teach two dispersions. That means that the children of Israel, the Jewish people, were sent out twice, but it also prophesies two regatherings. The first regathering was regional, with a regional dispersion. The second regathering, or dispersion, this speaks about to the four corners of the earth, followed by a second regathering for the four corners of the earth. That's why they're being brought from the land of the north. That's why they're coming, the Sephardic Jews from Argentina. That's why right now, even in the United States, there's the greatest amount of immigration of the Jews from the United States, from North America, started in June of 2005, than any other time in modern history.
This is so supernatural, isn't it? Because it's God's stirring the hearts of His people to return.
Right.
He's stirring them, and they're leaving all kinds of things behind in order to pursue that mandate. It's supernatural.
And a lot of them don't know why, but they're actually being guided.
And when we pray for this, that's what releases it, right?
There you got it.
It releases the angels to go fetch them and everything.
And the hand of God comes. And so right now,
exciting.
I pray Isaiah 11:11. You just agree with us.
Yeah.
That God a second
Thank
time.
You, Lord.
Would regather the Jews,
yes,
the banished
Lord,
ones
it,
that were dispersed twice from the four corners of the earth.
Lord.
So we call forth the wind of God to go forth.
Yes,
we call forth the angels of the Lord to be dispatched. And we call forth for a great regathering that God's word would be fulfilled.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, send your Holy Spirit now to regather the Jews, not only to the land, but their heart. Mm-hmm. To be turned towards you.
Mm-hmm.
And so we pray for Israel's salvation, even as Paul the Apostle prayed, and his heart's desire that all Israel would be saved. So we call out that the blinders would come off of their hearts. Mm-hmm. We pray as Jeremiah
Thank
prayed,
you, Father.
That the heart of stone would be changed to a heart of flesh.
Thank you, Father.
We speak to the Word of God that has gone forth generationally to their lives, and we say, Awaken, O Word of God. Mm-hmm. And they even now. Hearts be turned, both Jew and Gentile, to the one man, Christ Jesus.
Thank you, Father. You know, as we were praying, I was reminded of a number of my friends. I have good friends who are so committed to this, and they're using media to get the vision out. Yeah. They're putting a lot of money out to bring Jews home, getting all kinds of persecution as well, prayer meetings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just wonderful, and I'm just sensing that there's many of you watching that have that heart, and God bless you, you know, and some of you have entered into tremendous warfare when you started doing that, but we just want to bless you and call for more people to take up this mandate to help God's purposes be fulfilled.
That's great. Mm-hmm. So we just bless that right now. And what has been given unto me, I just call forth that mantle of grace and supplication, the spirit of grace and supplication to come upon you right now. Because we need more watchmen on the walls contending for God's prophetic purposes in this generation. So I speak right now as one,
Thank you, Father.
As an ambassador for God's word and God's people and for Israel. And I say, receive
the
spirit
Father.
Of grace. And supplication.
We receive it, Lord.
May the Lord renew you and refresh you for such a time as this.
Jesus said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. And last night over dinner, we were talking about how one of a real key way to reach those in Israel would be through dream interpretation and destiny words, because Israel's history is full of God speaking to him through dreams and visions.
That's right.
The prophetic is huge in the nation of Israel. It's the way, really, that God led the nation is through the leading of the prophets. And so there's going to be a restoration of that. And, of course, that's dear to our heart as far as prophetic evangelism goes. And we talked about going over there and getting involved with all the New Age fairs that are visiting the nation right now and going in there with
that's
a true prophetic right from the heart of God.
You know, I just feel an urgency, something rising in me right now. And there's another reason why this whole extreme prophetic is taken off and people are getting getting into the spiritual readings and the dream interpretations and all that. And it's because God is going to bring where it began. Mm-hmm. It's going to return. And God wants to take all these prophetic people. And I just feel something real specifically here, that there was something that was in your own life, that was in your kind of your beginnings and your walk with mm-hmm. the Lord, that He released a sovereign deposit. Mm-hmm. And even as it's come into you, then it's a shadow that you also get to cast on all those wow. people, that the sphere of influence that comes into your own life. And I just say that this thing is going to come wow. full circle, because there are Daniels that are on the rise. There are wow. Esthers. Yeah. There are Deborahs. Yeah. There are Josephs. And we're going to just all walk together. We're That's going to right. invade the Middle Woo. East with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Wow. And Lord, we just pray for those laborers to come yes. forward now. Lord, You said that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Lord, we thank You for all the laborers in yes. Israel right now.
Yes,
we thank You, Father, that You're strengthening them. But we ask for a multiplication mm-hmm. of laborers in the nation
yes.
of Israel. Lord, that You would bring them in from wherever You need to bring them in, and that they'd work together.
Yeah,
Lord, that there would be
right.
no strife amongst them, but that they would have Your heart, and that we'd work together, Lord, for seeing that nation saved in mm-hmm. Jesus' name. Woo!
That's awesome.
It's exciting.
Yeah.
I can hardly wait to go and do some prophetic reading, dream interpretation.
We're going to do this together.
We're going to take some teams over.
That's
so,
right.
So stay, you know, just plugged into our website, because we will get that information up there when we're going to take the teams over. We're going to set up, you know, prophetic booths and,
yeah.
and dream interpretation as the Lord leads. You know, we want to be sensitive to the needs of the people and to that nation and serve God in that. So if you want to join us, we'll let you know when that comes up. But yeah, that's going to be fun. We'll do it together.
That's awesome.
And maybe with a whole bunch of other ministries,
yeah,
too.
Exactly.
Working together in unity.
That's
not
right.
in division, in unity.
That's right.
I love that.
That's great.
Okay, so how else can we pray for Israel?
Wow. Well, again, we can, again, as you've said, pray for laborers to be released into the fields, and that's one of the ways. And so you pray the word again, as Jesus said, to pray to the Lord of the harvest, mm-hmm. that He would send forth laborers into the field. And you pray over the heart, that the heart of stone would be changed to a heart
right.
of flesh. And
I got a testimony
okay.
on that.
Awesome.
This is really cool. Shirley Ross, who's
yeah.
our producer, her father was... had a Freemasonic background, 32nd degree. And so up until the very last moment of his life, he was resisting the gospel. And so you could call him someone with a hard heart, okay?
Right. Yeah.
He had to have open heart surgery. When the surgeons opened him up, they said to the family, he has a heart of stone.
Wow.
But that morning, we'd been given the scripture by the
wow.
Lord that God was going to give him a heart of flesh for
wow.
the heart of stone.
Wow.
So the doctors came out of the operating room halfway through the surgery, and they told the family, they said, you know, we don't know if he's going to survive this operation, because his heart is so stony that we have nowhere to attach the valve to.
Wow.
We have nowhere where we can sew it in. And so, you know, the family was upset, but we just kept praying and everything. He survived the surgery.
Wow.
And he went on to be with the Lord after he received Christ just a little while later, but it wasn't from a stony
yeah.
heart. The doctors
That's
actually
awesome.
Said his heart was perfect. He'd been literally given a heart of flesh. And that gives me faith, because I've seen
yeah.
it in the natural, that in the spiritual, it's not hard for God to take a stony
That's
heart
right.
and turn it into flesh. We saw him do it in the natural,
That's
but
right.
how much more for those he loves to give them a heart that is soft towards him.
That's right. See, now, the scriptures say in the New Testament that Jews require a sign. So another way that you pray is you pray for signs and wonders
mm-hmm.
to come across the Jewish people's lives. Every Jewish person that I know who has come to faith in Jesus as their Messiah have come through a dramatic encounter, through a God encounter, through an extreme prophetic circumstance. And so I say one of the main ways that you can pray is pray for God invasions, Holy Spirit, to come in and invade their uncomfortable comfort zones. You know, just come right in, Holy Spirit, and give signs and wonders and miracles. Just do something outrageous. It's their destiny. It's their DNA. It's their birthright. You can do it. God's Word says to do it. So we pray for signs and wonders to be released into the Jewish people's lives for God's sake.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
I see a vision of a wedding ring. It might be even an engagement ring. It's got a large diamond on it. And the Lord's showing me that someone just sold that in order to get finance to go to Israel. And it's really, really touched his heart. And it was painful for you to sell that ring because there's a lot involved and it's a complicated thing. But the Lord is really, really touched. And because you gave him one of your greatest treasures, he's going to give you his. And this call to Israel is going to grow inside of you beyond anything that you could ever imagine. And I just want to release a blessing on you that as you go, that you'll go in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ.
I'm seeing a picture of a young girl, and she's from Russia. And the Lord just wants to encourage you because I feel like that you maybe as a couple you weren't able to have your own children. But the heart of compassion and mercy moved upon you, and you adopted a Jewish Russian child. And this is, again, has just really touched the heart of God. And I want to encourage you that this was not a mistake. It's a great blessing. I just pray God's blessing on this little girl right now, this little Russian Jewish girl. And that the Father, the holy hand of God, and this little girl is going to have dreams. She's going to be a seer, prophetess. And so just raise her up in the nurture of God. And this was a great act of mercy that you have done.
I'm seeing someone that has just found out you're a woman and you just found out that you have Jewish heritage in your life. And it came as a shock to you, but the Lord has really confirmed it. And now things are going to unfold. There's a whole prophetic heritage that is in your DNA that hasn't yet been fully manifested, although there's been little signs of it, but it hasn't been fully manifested until now.
Awesome.
Now it's going to start to unfold, and it's almost like this Deborah anointing that's on you, and you're going to start to see evidence of it.
That's great. There's a Jewish man who's actually watching a show right now, and you've had God encounters, and you've had the supernatural presence of the Lord come upon your life, and God just wants you to know that he loves you, and he just thinks you're wonderful, and he wants you to know that Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah. And so may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you. And I just call forth for visitations to come upon you of a heavenly kind. If you'd like to be a part of the Prayer for the Peace of Jerusalem Day, or join us in the Cry, a prayer time 3 days in the month of March every year, the time of Purim, where we're crying out for God's purposes for Israel and the Jewish people worldwide. Go visit with me on this journey to IsraelPrayerCoalition.com, and you're going to get teaching tools. You're going to find out how you can touch the poor with humanitarian aid and to be an effective intercessor for Jerusalem, the only city that the Bible commands all of us to pray for. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. It's been great to be with you and Patricia King and the whole host of supporters